It is with amazement that we witness the faces and voices of wars past as they reoccupy the channels of the corporate media to crow for a more muscular foreign policy in light of events now occurring in Ukraine and Russia. In their martial mania for wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, they have proven themselves inadequate to the task, driving their country into such disasters as to beggar description. Today, they reappear, using words as whips for war. The only thing missing, it seems, are emblems on their chests, similar to NASCAR drivers, ads promoting Lockheed, Boeing, or some other such military contractor. They serve no party save profit. Yesterday, they were damned as neocons. Today, in an era of neoliberalism, they still flourish, polluting the pools of propaganda. On January 17, 1961, as he was leaving his office, a former five-star general and Republican president, Dwight D. Eisenhower, addressed the nation to warn of the immense military establishment and a burgeoning arms industry. Eisenhower said, "In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist." When Eisenhower said these words, I was a seven-year-old boy. I don't remember them. But neither, it seems, does an older or younger generation of people. The words of dead presidents are like articles in yesterday's newspaper of little interest. The business of empire is business, and billions will be made in replenishing the armories of two wasted wars. Billions more in sales to repressive countries to feed armies who are the enemies of their own so-called citizens. Neocon? Neoliberal? It matters little. Business is business. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.